Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. I'm Randy Van. Joining us today, we have the Utilities Director for the City of Newton, Jody Rome. And Jody, thanks for spending time with us today. We want to talk water today, and the city has put out there their 2025, so this is for last year, Consumer Water Report. Just kind of explain what this report is and what it contains.
The Consumer Confidence Report is something that every single public water supply is required to put out annually by July 1st of every year, required by the DNR, and it's part of our operating permit that we send this out. And what it is to let customers know what's going on with their drinking water and what all things that we have to test for and what those test results are.
Okay. Did we have any problems with the quality of the water throughout 2025 at all?
Nope. And if you look at your consumer confidence report, the CCR is what we call it, you'll see that there was no violations in 2025. So we met all safe drinking water standards set by the EPA and DNR for last year. So in our operating permit, it dictates what we test for and how often we test for it. Some things are daily, some things are monthly, quarterly, annually, might be 5 years. Some of them are every 9 years that we have to test for things.
Can you tell us where the water comes from?
So in Newton, we have 18 alluvial wells, which are the shallow wells. They're about 55 to 60 foot deep, and then we also have a Jordan well, which is in the Jordan Aquifer, and that is 2,256 feet deep. We pull out of all the alluvial wells and the Jordan well all at the same time and blend that water. And we're very consistent. So we are considered a groundwater where we pull it out of the wells out of the ground, which gives us a much more consistent water than a surface water that may pull out of a lake or a river like you hear quite a bit about in Des Moines or Central Iowa Water Works.
Talking to Jody Rome, the Utilities Director of City of Newton, about the Consumer Confidence Report on our water system here in Newton. Can you give listeners any rough idea about how much water it takes to supply residents and industries in Newton, like on a daily basis? Some sort of qualifier on that?
So it varies seasonally. Much higher demand in the summer months than it is
in their lawns.
Absolutely.
Washing their cars in their driveway, yeah.
Yep, and watering their gardens and everything else. So our highest ever is just over 7.1, almost 7.2 million gallons in a day.
Is that with Maytag in operation?
No, that was just a huge portion of the water that we sell goes to IRUA.
Okay.
So that's including theirs. Newton's use, peak demand might be somewhere around 3 million gallons per day. Total what we can produce out of our treatment plant is about 7.2 million gallons per day. It's getting up to, we produce in excess of a billion gallons per year, actually getting pretty close to 2 billion gallons per year.
Okay. And of course we have the rail park that we hope sees all sorts of development up there on the northeast side. So we have the capacity to handle whatever goes out over there, you think?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of projects that we're currently in design on. One of them is replacing four alluvial wells that are over 70 years old and at the end of their life cannot be rehabbed anymore. So we're going to replace four of those, and that will increase our well production capacity. And then we're also doing a baffles in our 1 million gallon clear well out at the water plant, which is for detention time for the chlorination that we put in to disinfect the water at the end of the treatment process. we guarantee that our water goes out at 99.99% bacteria free. It's a self-imposed thing that we do because we do sell so much water to IRUA. If they were to ever have a bacteria test come up positive somewhere in their system, we're guaranteeing that it did not come from us. So putting in these baffles in our clear well will allow for more detention time for our chlorination to work before it goes out into the system, which just allows us to use more of that 1 million gallon tank at any given time.
Okay. Well, again, the consumer confidence report's available on the city's website if you're looking for that. Anything else you want to add before we let you go, Jody?
I want everyone to totally understand. I know you hear a lot on the Des Moines news groups about the nitrate levels at Central Iowa Water Works. That is because they are doing surface water. So much of theirs is surface water. Ours is groundwater, two totally different types of source water. Plus, we have different treatment processes. So our water is very good here. We've got some of the best water in the country here. And we just do not have the nitrate levels that they do in Des Moines. And we are a lime softening plant. So we're already softening our water. You know, people do not have to have water softeners in every single home and business here like they do in other areas. So
good to know, and drink up.
That's absolutely.
All right. Jody Roan, Utilities Director for the City of Newton, joining us on today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. We encourage you to take a short drive down Highway 14 for the best dirt track racing around at Sprint Car Capital of the World. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIKRLS.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcast. And that's today's Let's Talk Newton.